Good afternoon and welcome to Q95's Midday News Package for today, Thursday, June 26, 2014. I'm your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin. In the headline stories, WCMF, the cultural and tourism highlight of Dominica, says Tourism Minister Ian Douglas. From the region, Dominican Republic, to boost health sector with $100 million IDB loan. And internationally, Iraqi PM welcomes a Syria airstrike on border crossing. The news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Courts Dominica Limited, J. Astafan and Company Limited, and L.A. Dupini. Details coming up.
Enjoy the world's best with the latest in digital technology from Quartz. Shop at Quartz today, and you can get 2 tickets to the ultimate line to watch the final game in style. So enjoy the world's best, only at Quartz, bringing value home.
It's a make a statement. Create a that outfit. Promotion at Astafan. Visit the textile department on the first floor of our super center in Roseau and enjoy clearance prices. Yes,
you heard it right.
Clearance prices on a variety of textile.
Come on down
and take advantage of this limited time promotion to create that beautiful graduation, wedding, and party dress you so desire.
Don't miss it.
Promotion rounds June 26th to July 5th. Terms and conditions apply. Astafan.
Right place.
Come home to quality at L.A. Dupini.
You know what I think of when I think of L.A. Dupini Fabric Store? I think fabulous, colorful, exciting, with fabric for all needs. I shop for home and business. With a fabulous range of upholstery material in varying colors, patterns, and textures, with a wide variety of ready-made curtains that are modern and chic, with trimmings and sewing needs for all your needs, and with helpful professional staff, some with over 20 years' experience. That is why L.A. Dupini Fabric Store is my go-to store.
Swing by for quality.
Thanks for staying with us. Recognizing the value of the World Creole Music Festival, Tourism Minister Ian Douglas says the festival must be treated as a major tourism product. The 18th edition of the festival was officially launched Wednesday evening at the Crazy Coconuts. Addressing the launch, Douglas says the festival is undoubtedly the cultural and tourism highlight of Dominica, generating around 5,000 of tourism arrivals each year and supporting many vital sectors of the national economy. He says the prognosis for this year arrivals is healthy, and as such, the WCMF can no longer be treated as a frivolous child.
The World Creole Music Festival is undoubtedly the cultural and tourism highlights of Dominica, generating around 4,000 to 5,000 of this country's tourism arrivals each year, and contributing millions in foreign exchange and supporting many other vital sectors of the national economy. The prognosis for this year's arrival numbers is healthy, with hotels already reporting heavy bookings for the period of the festival. It means, therefore, that we can no longer treat the festival as a frivolous child. It has become a responsible adult in this period of the transitioning of our economy from its heavy agro reliance to a more service and knowledge-based economy. It is earning its keep and making a major contribution in helping to diversify the tourism and service subsectors.
Tourism Minister Ian Douglas. Education Minister Peter Saja has reaffirmed government's commitment to its goal of having one university graduate in each household. Speaking at the graduation ceremony of the Pierre Charles Secondary School Wednesday, Saja says the government will continue to make investments to ensure that as many young persons as possible are able to access tertiary education. Meanwhile, he says they continue to seek partnerships to secure scholarship opportunities for hundreds of Dominicans.
We remain committed to the vision of a tertiary level education for every young person in every household in Dominica. We have also sought partnerships with several friendly governments to secure scholarship opportunities for hundreds of our young people. I assure you that this we will continue to pursue, because we believe that these initiatives will benefit you.
Education Minister Peter Seja. In more news this afternoon, the National HIV/AIDS Response Program is reporting an increase in the number of young persons coming in to get tested. Psychologist and testing and counselor coordinator Mary Williams told Q95 News 202 persons in the age range of 15 to 22 came in to get tested on regional testing day last year, and more are coming forward daily to get tested at the center. Williams says this increase can be attributed to increased education and public awareness campaigns on the part of the unit.
Here at the National AIDS Response Program, we have seen quite a number of younger persons coming out to get tested. Last year, when we had regional testing day, it was done last year for the general population. Young people, we had quite a number of young people who came out on that day. 15 to 19 years last year, we had 53 persons. Between the ages of 20 to 24, we had 80 persons. Between the ages of 25 to 29, we had 69 persons. And we see that consistently during our normal testing. We see consistently that the young people, they are coming forward and to know what their status is. Well, we have been doing quite a lot of education. Normally, whenever we hear persons speak of HIV infection, we usually the tendency is to focus on the younger people.
Testing and counseling coordinator Mary Williams. Seven ladies in the running for the title of Miss Pleasantly Plump and Beautiful will be officially launched this Saturday, June 28th, at the Calypso House in Bath Estate. The contestants are Rita Schillingford, Desiree Jude, Diane Benjamin, Tawana Paris, Jemima Moses, Katina Daru, and Kiyishma Victor. More information and a first view of photographs from the contestants' official photo shoot held at the Rosalie Bay Resort and Spa at the weekend can be previewed on the official Facebook page of the Miss Pleasantly Plump and Beautiful pageant. According to an official release, the pageant provides a platform for plus-size women in Dominica to show that beauty and talent has no size limitations. The show is scheduled for August 2nd at the Arawak House of Culture. And 24 participants on Monday received certificates of completion from the Drug Prevention Unit's parenting program at the Sansevieria Primary School. The program stemmed from January 2014 to May 2014. Drug Prevention Officer Leandra Cuffey says the unit has recognized the importance of involving communities on various social issues that affect the quality of life of children, families, and communities by extension. The topics discussed included the role of parents in developing the child, promoting a child-friendly environment, and how to raise a drug-free child, among others.
The unit is also of the view that when parents are empowered with additional knowledge and skills that are necessary to enhance their parental role, it impacts positively on their children in terms of the values that they place on their lives and the choices that they make. It also translates into the society and makes it a better place to live. Hence the objectives of the program. The sessions were held every other Monday from 3:30 p.m. and sessions were facilitated by trained and experienced as well as competent professionals from within the community. The topics facilitated included the importance of parental involvement in school, the role of the parent in developing the whole child, promoting a child-friendly environment, computer awareness for homework enhancement, how to raise a child, a drug-free child, signs and symptoms of a drug abusing individual, breaking the cycle of abuse and the negative consequences of alcohol on a school child.
Drug Prevention Officer Leandra Cuffey says the participants expressed great enthusiasm toward the initiative. In news from the region, the Inter-American Development Bank, IDB, has approved a $100 million loan to boost healthcare in the Dominican Republic through investments designed to increase the efficiency and effectiveness of spending in the sector and improving the quality of services aimed at the country's poorest people. This financing is part of a credit line for investment projects that could be increased to as much as $300 million. The goal is to improve service management capability by expanding a resource results-based financing model to the O-Health region, Santo Domingo, Monte Plata, and the National District. The program will benefit directly nearly 900,000 people of modest resources who account for nearly 29% of the poor in the Caribbean nation. This model of financing will enhance coverage and the quality of healthcare services in the Dominican Republic, with emphasis on primary level care and preventative care. An estimated 33% of ambulatory care in the Dominican Republic is delivered at this level, whereas the World Health Organization recommends that it should be around 80%. Additionally, the financing will help improve the supervisory capacity of the Ministry of Health and Social Assistance, especially in the areas of regulation and health intelligence. And internationally, Prime Minister Nouri Maliki of Iraq has told the BBC he supports an airstrike on Islamist militants at a border crossing between Iraq and Syria. Military and rebel sources say the strike took place inside Iraq at the Qam crossing, although Mr. Maliki said it was carried out on the Syrian side. Mr. Maliki also said the militants' advance could have been avoided if U.S. jets had been delivered more quickly. ISIS and its Sunni Muslim allies seized large parts of Iraq this month. Iraq has been receiving support from Iran, with whom its Shia Muslim leaders have close links. Speaking to the BBC's Arabic service in his first interview for an international broadcaster since the crisis started, Mr. Maliki said that Iraq had bought 36 American jet fighters, but that the process had been slow and very long-winded. And that's this afternoon's midday news package, but first a recap of the headlines. WCMF, the cultural and tourism highlight of Dominica, says Tourism Minister Ian Douglas. From the region, Dominican Republic to boost health sector with $100 million IDB loan, and Iraqi PM welcomes a Syria airstrike on border crossing. Once again, the news has been brought to you through the kind compliments of Courts Dominica Limited, J. Astafan and Company Limited, and L.A. Dupini. If you missed any of our news packages, log on to our website at www.q95da to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the entire Q95 News team, I am Kimberly Benjamin.